during football season, no less. So we're going to come at you with a ton of football plays over the next segment. We're going to do our squad parlay. Double D's going to bet on like probably every big game that's on the card and, you know, combine them all up into his Double D degenerate parlay. But Jenks, I'm starting to like work through some of my feelings from last night's NC State and ECU game. And I will say this, as the ultimate pessimist of NC State sports, I will say at least I felt something, because you know how I am when it comes to betting, when it comes to sports.
Yeah.
I feel like betting will do this to you where you stop feeling about things. You're like, oh, well, I lost, whatever. Yeah. I've been betting on things since I was, you know, 25, it's whatever. But I did feel emotions, and I do think that is a step in the right direction when it comes to NC State sports. Like, at least I have emotions.
Well, yeah. That's good. You know, maybe you scratch the surface, you know, and you're like, oh, wait, I care a little more than I thought. I do understand the idea that you can become jaded after a while, right? You just get tired of the grind. Because it is a grind, you know? And I know I'm going to say this about Texas. You're like, oh, sure, it's not the same. And maybe it's not, because Texas has a great athletic program. But I will say, when it comes to football, like, that whole... I got so tired of hearing, is Texas back? Is Texas back? Like, I'm so glad that's over and done with now. Like, you can't say it anymore. Texas has made the college football playoff in two straight years, number one in the country. Like, that's over. But hearing that for a freaking decade, you know, was awful. And you're just like, I was never going to give up, but you would go into games being like, well, I know one else coming. Like, I'm going to give it my best effort. I'm going to be here. I love my guys. But here we go, you know, and so... Having been through that, I definitely like appreciate the good times, because you never know. But it's not easy knowing that you're going to be mediocre.
I think that's almost worse, though, because you've been to the mountaintop and you know how it feels like. It's almost being like a really successful child actor, like, and the rest of your life like just goes downhill, because I just think that once you've experienced that, like, I will relate it to people here in Middle Tennessee that are Tennessee fans. Tennessee has not won a national championship since the 90s. But if you talk to Tennessee fans, they still think they're one of the premier programs in like the country. And like maybe they are, but from a national championship standpoint, they're not. And I feel like they're just like living in this delusion where they're still like living in the past. And like that's not a good place to be either.
No, it's not. I mean, do you know how many times during when Texas was going through that stretch, that desert of a decade that they experienced before Sark came in, that I would see Vince Young highlights, and I'm like, this is great. Also, it was in 2005. Do you know what I mean? Like, this feels great, but guys, this is a long time ago. Like, I appreciate it. I love it. It's one of the greatest moments ever for me as a sports fan, but also, this is a long time ago. And so, at some point, you're like, get in the now, man. You know? And those are great to relive, but they're a lot better to relive when you're also enjoying current success. But when that's all you have, like, that's all you have, you know?
Yeah. It's like those girls at my high school that were, like, really popular in high school, but, like, that was the peaking point of their life. And so every excuse they have, they will post throwback pictures of them when they were, like, 16. And like, come on! We're 37 now. Maybe it's time to start living in the now.
Yeah, you can't, you know, that's a dangerous thing in high school. Because you think high school is everything, you know? But that's the one thing I got right. Like, I made plenty of mistakes in my life. But I knew, for me, I was like, of course, I wanted to accomplish things, and high school is important to a degree, but I knew it was a jumping off point. I knew, I'm like, this is not going to be like, oh, my God, high school is the best. It's over. Like, I was like, no, I've got a lot of things to do after this.
Yeah, a lot of things to do, like create parlays. Look at
us. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
World,
I got to lose some money on these parlays. I got to get to it.
We're doing real meaningful work here on the BetMGM network. All right, let's start off the Parlay Fest with David, who brings us each and every week of college football season the degenerate Double D Parlay.
It's time to get crazy with Double D's College Football Degen Parlay.
That's right. It's week one, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Let's get to these really quick. I am taking Baylor on the money line versus Auburn. Georgia Tech -4.5 at Colorado. Texas on the money line at Ohio State. Southern Mississippi plus 13.5 versus Mississippi State. Alabama minus 14 at Florida State. Clemson minus 4 versus LSU. South Carolina minus 7.5 versus Virginia Tech. Miami on the money line versus Notre Dame. North Carolina on the money line versus TCU. And you want to know how you make this parlay even more legendary? The total parlay with a 50% college football odds boost from BetMGM gets you a little over 770-1. $5 wins you $3,855.82. Let's go!
Gets me every time.
770-1. Live a little, David. Like, risk a little. But yeah, I like all of these plays. Like, a couple make me nervous. Like, Jenks, you said you liked all these plays. Like, North Carolina makes me nervous, and so does Miami. Other than that, I really love it.
Yeah, Miami's the one I think I'd probably be on the other side there. I'd go with Notre Dame, but you can definitely make a case for Miami, and I'm not playing Notre Dame for that reason. But when I look, I was saying this before the show, when I look at 9 legs on a card, and I like 7 of them, I mean, I'm not the authority, but you're not going to like every single leg of a parlay. That's just the nature of it. But even Denton looked at it too and said, oh, I think it's pretty strong. And at 770-1 odds, let's go, baby.
Yeah, even if you put like a quarter on it, like that's what I think you should do. Like for these parlays, just put a little something on it. And it's always better to take advantage of the promos. There's a bunch floating around this time of year, and especially at BetMGM. They've got a college football no sweat token available. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With a college football no sweat parlay token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win, so you might as well use it. You can use it on Double D's DGen parlay, or you can use it on the squad parlay.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
That's right. Step right up and try your hand at the squad parlay. And look at us. We are on a winning streak. The hardest thing to do in all of sports is repeat winning parlays. Maybe it's winning championships, but we changed it a little bit to fit our show. All right, Jenks, what are you leading off the squad parlay with this week?
I think we all like this play. Double D just talked about it. You've talked about it. So we're going to talk about it in the next segment as well, so I won't go deep into it. But I'm just laying the 4.5 with Georgia Tech. I think they outman Colorado in a big way in the trenches. Colorado is due for a step down this season with Shedeur Sanders gone, Travis Hunter gone. They haven't done a great job of recruiting, and Georgia Tech is coming off a fine season. They are the more physical club, so let's lay it with Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Georgia Tech and Brent Key have been the friends to bettors for quite some time, especially as underdogs, but they've been great in these big game situations. I love that one. I'm going to baseball. I understand everybody wants to put their money on college football, but I still feel a little bit more trustworthy when it comes to baseball. I'm going to be on the Phillies today at minus 185. It is a little juicy, but folks, this is a parlay, and I want a winner. The Phillies have been absolutely raking, put up a 19 spot on Atlanta last night, and forced their starter out of the game after 3 1/3 innings of work. Plus, the Phillies at home have been an absolute wagon. 43-22 this year and a top-5 offense when playing at home. So let's go Phillies behind Ranger Suarez, one of the members of the Circle of Trust, at minus 185. All right, Double D, you're next. Who are you playing for the squad parlay?
I'm going to take Alabama minus 14 for a couple reasons. Once again, Caleb DeBoer's in his second year. Anywhere he's ever been has been exponentially better, making his team better. And two, it's an outright fade of that just moronic quarterback from Florida State opening up his mouth. You couldn't even make it in Boston College. What makes you think that you can do anything at Florida State? That's all I have to say. So, yeah, Alabama, minus 14.
All right, Dylan, you're next, buddy. What you got?
Yeah, Jenks, I hope this one isn't making you too nervous, but I'm taking Texas just on the money line to win today. On Saturday. We learned from Boise State how important O-line and elite running backs are, so I just think for Texas' advantages, since they have such a good defense, Ohio State's going to be missing not one but two NFL-level running backs. They had some O-line that they lost, so just give me Texas.
Good man.
We have
a good
lot
man
riding
right there.
On this
it's a good
game.
Person. Good person.
hopes, dreams, and money all riding on this Texas game. All right, Den, close us out. What do you like?
I'm going to take Baylor plus two. I wanted this at two and a hook. I lost the hook. That just happens when you get close to the game. So we're going to take it at plus two. I try to get an alt spread on it, and BetMGM said, Denton, that is not a legendary option. So you cannot do it. So I only can get plus two. So we're doing plus two at minus 115. But I feel good about this Baylor team, and there's just too much confusion with Auburn's quarterback situation to trust them.
Love it.
You don't want to trust a coach that wants to play three quarterbacks in a game?
I'm good. He's trying to, like, I guess, overachieve with John Madden. John Madden says if you have two, you have zero. He said, well, I got two, zero, but zero plus one is one. So I got one, coach. What's up?
That's two freeze zero math. Plus zero is zero, though. So, like, I don't know. I just don't trust Hugh Freeze. And I also think some credit needs to be given to Baylor as well. Like, because we've hated on Hugh Freeze quite a bit. But you're right. I think Baylor is a good squad this year. All right, so here's the squad parlay. If you are interested in riding, and of course, use that college football boost token and the no sweat token over at BetMGM. We've got Georgia Tech laying 4.5 at Colorado. Phillies on the money line over the Braves. Alabama laying 14 on the road at Florida State. Texas on the money line at Ohio State. And Baylor plus 2 against Auburn. Total odds of plus 1906. $5 bet pays you $100.35 if we win. And listen, don't let us get hot. We won this last week, but a little knock on wood. I understand it's hard to repeat, but it's football season, and this is a magical place. That's what I like to tell my five-year-old. Like, she asked me questions. She's like, are mermaids real? I don't know. The world is a magical place. So maybe that's my answer when people are like, are you guys going to win this parlay? I don't know. The world is a magical place. So there you have it. Based in logic and science, our squad parlay. All right, coming up next. Hour three of the show, and we'll start off with all of the hot topics, including Micah Parsons going to the Packers, and, of course, our favorite college plays of the weekend. It's next on a jam-packed Football Friday.